Detained in the Dominican Republic without charge for the past 6 months, efforts are underway to see the case against a Guelph pilot and crew dismissed so they can return home. As our crew remains under considerable distress, missing irreplaceable time with their families, we are urging the Dominican authorities to recognize their innocence, said Eric Edmondson, CEO of Pivot Airlines, via email. They have endured inhumane conditions, threats against their lives, and 6 months away from their families, their lives, and their careers, simply for doing their job. The crew, including Guelph pilot Rob DiVinanzo, has been detained since April 5 when it took a charter flight from Tirana to Punta Cana. While readying the plane for their return, Edmondson previously explained they found suspicious bags in a hard-to-access part of the aircraft, with what was later revealed to be 200 kgs of cocaine. They notified Canadian and Dominican authorities, who then searched the aircraft before taking the 5 crew members and 6 passengers into custody. The crew then spent 9 days in a small cell with 26 other inmates, with minimal access to food and water and numerous threats to their lives. Pivot Airlines remains deeply concerned for our crew's safety, and continue to do everything in our power to secure their freedom. We have engaged governments at the highest level, conducted a third-party investigation proving their innocence, and recently filed for their case to be dismissed, Edmondson wrote. Tragically, the Dominican authorities continue to ignore the evidence and immense human impact. A hearing is set for October 20, during which Edmondson said a lawyer will ask the court to dismiss the case. The motion to dismiss was filed August 31. In the meantime, Edmondson said Pivot Airlines continues to support the crew, however necessary, including accommodation, security, and healthcare.